With two tough losses within the AFC North division, head coach Rob Chudzinski is looking for his team to bounce back Sunday against Jacksonville.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. And certainly for me, it's an honor to be part of the Cleveland Browns organization and coaching this team. I know our players feel very fortunate as well to be able to play for this organization and be a Brown. We had a good week of practice, ready to get playing and excited for Sunday. I know Jeff's guy has plenty of leftovers that he wants to get to, so let's just get right to questions. He has. He's checked in every day. We've sent him home. He is feeling better, though.
Is there any issues with light or anything like that?
He's very close and getting much better. Yeah.
Over your years working with quarterbacks, how important has it been for a coach to manage a quarterback's confidence in the context that this has to be some sort of a confidence crisis for Green Bay?
Yeah, it's important. That position, you have to be confident. Brandon's had a very good week of preparation and practice, and that's one of the things specifically that I've noticed is he's been very confident this week and expects to do well.
Chad, did you, I know you can't get into too much detail, but did you get a satisfactory explanation from the league on the Campbell hit?
I did. We talked, and I'm not going to get into detail on that.
This is Brandon's third time, so to speak, starting. Do you sense anything different from the beginning of the season than after Brian was hurt now?
Yeah, well, like I said, I feel like this week he's been very confident in his preparation. Every opportunity you get and everything that you go through, if you approach it the right way, can be a learning process and you can grow from those things. And I think Brandon throughout has been a professional and has taken that approach. And I think that'll help him in this opportunity that he has.
So with Josh Gordon, started the year with the suspension and everybody talks about the off field. What have you seen from him in practice and off the field that makes you feel comfortable that you won't have another relapse?
Well, he's come a long ways in a lot of different areas. And a lot of those things I see on a day-to-day basis may be tough to see from somebody else looking from the outside in. But in how he's approaching the game, how he's approaching being a professional, the steps he's taken in those regards, you see it and you see the progress. And, young players go through that process, and a lot of times it's, two steps forward, and sometimes maybe they take a step back. But generally, there's progress, and there's been a lot of progress on his part. And I think you're starting to see it, and it's showing out on the field. And it's a matter of consistency. As guys continue to grow, you want them to be consistent in that way.
You had a chance to break Braylon's record from 2007, and of course you were here. Do you see any similarities in those two guys as just wide receivers?
They're really different types of players. They're both big guys and big receivers, but they have different athletic attributes and style wise are a little bit different.
How has Penny doing extra work here? How's he looked? How would you feel if you had to go to the game?
Yeah, he's put a lot into it in a short amount of time. We've had it for a couple of days. He's been working overtime. You can see that right now. He's done this with the extra receivers and tight ends running through the scripts. He's worked as hard as he can to get himself ready. We'll have a package of plays for him if he needs to play, and I'm confident that he'll be able to go in and execute those plays. Very similar to what I described the other day. You can see, he has good ability, very accurate as a passer. And, he's been able to go and execute the things, in the few days that we've had practice that he's had those opportunities to do.
After those two tough losses the last 2 weeks, where do you think the team's heads at? Have they been able to refocus and rebound and play again?
Yeah, we have. The guys, this is a resilient group. I think we've seen that all season long. Certainly those were disappointing games. But every week is a new opportunity. This is an opportunity for us to go play again. And their approach has been the same as it has all year long. These guys like playing football, and they're passionate about that. And, you know, the character of this locker room is outstanding. So, you know, we'll be ready to play, and we're going to be excited to play. Yeah, they had the bye. I think they've made some adjustments from a scheme standpoint, and they've gotten some guys back healthy, and they're playing well. They have some weapons on offense, some guys that have proven themselves throughout the course of years. Mercedes Lewis and Jones Drew, and Cecil Shorts is playing real well for them. And on defense, they're flying around and they're playing. You know, they have some young guys that have gotten better as this course of the season's going on. So, you know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us this weekend, and we're looking forward to it.
Did you happen to watch the game last night?
I just caught bits and pieces of it. I didn't see it, actually, but I haven't seen it on replay, but I've heard enough about it. I probably can picture it. Well, you always have to stay back, and, you know, I try to make sure that I do that. I don't, not to an extent that was anything noteworthy. Yeah, like I said earlier in the week, I thought Darius did a really nice job stepping in last week without a ton of reps, and obviously, he's been able to get those reps this week, and you know, I really like what I've seen out of him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him with this opportunity.